Okay, so we're going to start. We are on the bottom of Chavtes Amud Beis. So basically with the Gemara, just to outside, the Gemara had brought down a machlokas as to whether or not if you're mafgir and nizakov or shusarabim, where you're chayev or pater. So we had Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. We're trying to go back and forth. Who says you're chayev, who says you're pater? So the Gemara then had just brought down, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would say that according to, we said to me, the Rabbi Elazar Chayev, if we assume that Rabbi Elazar says Chayev, then Rabbi Yochanan is going to say Pater. So then the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that? We brought down a Mishnah, which is actually our Mishnah from today's daf, which indicated that Rabbi Yochanan says that you would be Pater. And then the next case, the next question that we're having on Rabbi Yochanan is what we're up to. So basically that's what we had said outside. Who's Chayev, who holds Chayev, who says Pater? We try to say that it was Rabbi Elazar who says Chayiv and Rabbi Yochanan says Pater. And then we said, no, that Rabbi Yochanan cannot be the one who says Chayiv. And the Gemara asks again, Omir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Is it even possible to assume that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that if you're mafgir, your items, your nezek, in the Rosh Hasharabim, that you are Pater? Meaning you should think that he'd say Yechayiv, meaning Bor. V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan say Halach K'stam Mishnah? That Halach goes like the Stam Mishnah, and we have a Stam Mishnah, Utsnan, on Daf Nun, the Mishnah says as follows, Hachof Erbor, Rosh Hasharabim, someone who digs a pit in Rosh Hasharabim, V'nafal Esoch HaShor HaMor, and an animal falls in there, Umeis, and it dies, Yechayiv. So Yechayiv to pay the damage for the dead animal. And you hear from the words of the Mishnah that the boar that the Torah says Yechayiv is a boar that you dig in Rosh Hasharabim. So Yechayiv for digging the boar in Rosh Hasharabim, Yechayiv for leaving your stuff in the Rosh Hasharabim. And since there's no one who argues on this Mishnah, this becomes a Stam Mishnah. And since Rabbi Yochanan passes like Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan holds like this Mishnah. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that Hamafgir Nizakah Rosh Hasharabim would be Chayiv, not Pater. How can you say that he's Pater? So Elo La'olam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. So we're going to say back to Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that if you have your items, your avino, sakino, maso, and you leave them in Rosh Hasharabim and you mafker it there, you are Chayiv. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, and if Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayiv, then it's Rabbi Elazar who says you're Pater. The Gemara says, wait a second, Vaham Rabbi Elazar. The whole thing started when Rabbi Elazar brought a shita down and said that there are two things that are not Rishus Adam, and the Torah says you are in Rishus Adam. One of them is Chometz on Pesach, which you can't have it in your Rishus. If you can't have it in your Rishus, how you chayev? The Torah puts it into your Rishus for halacha purposes. And the other one was Bor Rishus Arabim, which is clear from there that Rabbi Elazar is the one who says that you're chayev, because he says it's as if it's in your Rishus, the Bor Rishus Arabim. So, but we know that's a machlokas. And we just proved that Rabbi Yochanan says that you're chayev. So Rabbi Elazar says you're pater. But not going to say you're pater, he just said you're chayev. So the Gemara answers, Lokasha Hadidei Hadirabe. Now, Rabbi Elazar, who brought down the member before, he brought that for shame his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Masorah he had from Rabbi Shmuel, but he didn't hold like that. That's all. So Rabbi Shmuel would say that you're Chayiv. I'll just point out that it says, Hadide Hadirabe, they're calling Rabbi Shmuel the Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar. But it can't be, because this is Rabbi Elazar who's in the generation of Rabbi Yochanan, who's an Amora. And Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's the second Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Tana living at the times, you know, of Yavne, so it can't really be. So point out that maybe the Yad Malachi points out that maybe it's called his Rebbe because he said Halacha in his name. No, it's not Bedafka, you know, his Rebbe. Okay, next Mishnah. Hashovich Mayim Rishus Arabim V'Huzav B'Nachar Chayev B'Nisko. Someone pours water out into the Rishus Arabim and someone gets damaged. Right, you're Chayev for the Nezek that's caused. Right. That someone could slip on it and fall. So the Gemara then continues. Hamatznia es hakos ves hazuchus kuchis. If someone hides, right, again, they didn't have like storage houses, they didn't have warehouses. If someone hides a thorn or glass in their shusarabim, vigoder es gidro bikotzim, or someone who puts up his border, his boundary fence with thorns, right, vigeder shenafal shusarabim, and you also have a border fence of stone, I guess, that falls into the Sarabim, and you don't remove them when they fell. V'husku behen, and somebody got damaged either from the coats, the zechuchis, or the stones. Right? V'husku behen acherim chayev b'niskan. So the owner of this takala is chayev to pay for the damage done to these people. So Amarav, Rav limits the Mishnah. So Amarav, lo shonu, when the Mishnah said that the Chachamim are chayiv somebody who pours that water into the Rishus Arabim, lo shanu ela di nitanfu kela b'mayim. That's only if the kalim got damaged. It's only if his clothing got damaged, or something that happens, the nezek that was done for his kelim. But about hu atzmo, we saw this already. Well, hu atzmo, but if he fell, I mean, if the third party actually fell and hit the ground, he's putter. We say karka olam, he's zikatu. The person who laid out the mortar is putter. He did a bad thing. He's not supposed to do that. He did a bad thing. Rene Shemayim is chayiv. But there's no chiyuv tashlumim here. That's what there's no chiyuv. We have other places where you do a, you know, yeah, you do it, the same thing like grumma. That's what it is. Exactly grumma. You're a chayiv. Rashi says.
Also, is it because he's watched?
No, because karka olam is zikatu. The Mayim didn't cause the damage. The direct cause of the damage was contact with the ground. So you caused that, but you didn't do it. For lack of a better term. So that's why you wouldn't be chayev. So right. So Amarav lo shano elab shenitan for Caleb Mayim aval hu atzma potter. So Amalei Rav Huna le Rav. Very interesting question. So Rav Huna says to Rav, lo ye ela kirifsho. It should be like Rivsho, which is Zevel, or his waste that you throw out into the Rishos Arabim, that the din there over there, that if somebody is Nizak by that, then he's Chayev. So too over here, the person who throws out the water should be Chayev, because the water, apparently, Rashi says, the water mixes with the dirt, and the dirt creates clay, and that's, and you own the clay, and that's yours. So it's not, it's the same thing, right? Rashi says, lo ye'ela, if someone throws out his zev on Rosh Harabim, milo mechayev kilo hivkiro, you'd be chayev anyway if you weren't mafkirit, according to everybody, if you weren't mafkirit, according to some, you'd be chayev even if you weren't mafkirit. So hachinami, rifsho hu da'aske. You created this clay, and this clay is what caused the damage, and that's sort of yours. Shenis arvu amayim va'afo v'nasa tit v'shalohu. That becomes yours. You weren't mafkirit, and it becomes yours. So it's not that the karka, which is belongs to the Rosh Hasharabim, would cause the damage. It's my clay, or my combination of water and sand, which causes the damage. Same thing by the Zevel. So the Gemara says, no. Mi savart lo tamumaya, bidu tamumaya. You are talking, you think that the Mishnah is talking about a case where all the water got mixed up and created this mud pile. So that's not the case. It's bidu samumaya. It's a case where the water got a sort of dried up, but not dried up completely, because then how do you slip? But it's got dried up. It basically didn't create this mud pile, this mud cake together. It just was left over, was moisture on the ground, which caused the slipping. And that's what caused the slipping, and then he hits the ground, and the ground that he hits is not owned by the owner of this water, and therefore the owner of the water would be putter, because it's only for garmi, for grama. So the Gemara says, that was a bad thing, garmi, yuchayev, grama, yuputter. Vitarti lamili. So why do I need two Mishnayos to tell me this din about, the din is teen of kalim. It's only specifically if the water does stuff to your kalim. Problem is that if this becomes bor, really can't be bor, because bor is putter of a kalim. So it must be done, you must, for some whatever reason, this is not considered bor. Sure. Right, he says, Vitar, because he wore him after it, I guess. Vitar Tilamali. Why do I need both? We already had the Mishnah on Daf Chavches. The case of Daf Chavches, the Mishnah was a person whose pitcher broke in the Rishus Sarabim, and the water spilled out, and someone slipped on it. He's only chayiv if the pitcher does the damage, but not if the water does the damage to a person, because it's the karka causing damage. Why do I need two cases? Same case over here. So Gemara says, no, I need both. Chad to be most chama, chad to be most geshamim. One to teach me if the water is thrown out in Yemos HaChama, or one in Yemos HaGeshamim. What's the difference between Yemos HaChama and Yemos HaGeshamim? Rashi says, Chad in Yemos HaGeshamim, the Itzrich Lashma'unim, the Afal Gav de Bershus Ka'avdi, in Yiziko Chayiv Klishalim. We'll see in a moment that in the Yemos HaGeshamim, there is permission to throw things out into the thoroughfare. You let it chuck out a lot of things. Remember, we had the water coming off the roofs, and they used to throw things out to just arrive, and people would trample on it, and they get rid of their waste. That's how you do it. So in the Yemos HaGeshamim, we allow that because the roads are already a mess. They didn't have paved roads, and the roads are already a mess with the mud. In the Yemos HaGeshamim, you were not permitted to do that. So in the Yemos HaGeshamim, we understand that in the Yemos HaChama, you didn't do what was correct. You're not permitted to spill the water out of Rosh Hasharabim. That's one Mishnah telling you Yechayev. And the next Mishnah is telling you that in Yemos HaGeshamim, I'm not sure which one is which, in Yemos HaGeshamim, where even though you have permission to throw out the water into Rosh Hasharabim, nevertheless, if I did it in permission, and someone's clothing got damaged because of what I did, you're Yechayev to pay. So meaning the permission and obligation to pay are two separate things. We've seen it all throughout. There are certain cases like Ramah where you're not allowed to do something, but there's a patur, you don't pay. And there are cases over here where you are permitted to throw things out into the Rishos HaRavim, but you're taking a risk. If someone gets damaged by it, you have an obligation to pay.
If the water froze, would that be the same thing as...
I would say if you slip on the water, yeah. I think it would be... I don't think it's a big problem in Babylonia, but... yeah, I don't know what the difference is. What would be the difference? Someone slipped or not. The Tanya, because we had a price that says, Kol Elu Sha'amru Poskim Bimoseyen V'gofrim Eroseyen Bimosachama Ein Lehen Rishos. All these people who opened up their cisterns, opened up their pipes, and their girlfriend, they throw out the zevel from their rishus into the rishus harabim. So be mosachama ein lehem rishus. During those summer months, they do not have permission. But yosak hashamim yesh lehem rishus. But in the most hashamim, they have permission to do so, because the roads are already dirty from the rain. But afop shev rishus, even though they have permission to do so, im iziku chayavim l'shalim. If nevertheless the damage is done, if it causes damage, they still be obligated to pay. Because even though they have permission, they're still obligated to pay. But again, the Gemara is saying that if they're only obligated to pay based on what the rules are. If the guy slips and falls and bangs himself on the karka, then you don't have obligation to pay because that's only grumma. That's not direct cause. Okay. Next.
They don't take into consideration at all that the Yosef Gemaiska, there's always rain on the ground anyway, so you have to
see what the direct cause. What the direct cause is.
But if we're saying it's because of the rain.
So if it's the rain that caused, if it's the water from the rain that caused the damage, you're not chayav. That's why you have judges and court cases and juries to figure things out. Right? But we're just telling you the rules. You want to figure out the facts. That's for people to figure out the facts. Hamatznias akotz. The Mishnah talks about a person who hides a thorn and it was or glass. Right, in the Rishus HaRabim, or he made a border fence around his property with thorns. He has to pay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and we saw this also yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Shanu, when are you chayiv? Ella Mafriach. I guess when you have the thorns sticking out into the Rishus HaRabim. Aval Mitzamtzim Lo. But if you have them in your Rishus, I mean they're on your Rishus, let's say you move the border fence in a little bit, so it's totally on your Rishus, then you are not chayiv. So my time, what's the reason? My time a potter. Why are you potter? Rav Acha, Rav Ika, Lefisha ain't dark on Shubnei Adam, Lehischa Keich Baksalim. People don't typically rub up against the wall. And therefore, the person who rubbed up against the wall, he's doing something that's Mishunah. And therefore, you wouldn't be chayiv with your Nezek if it's in your Rishus. Right, Rashi says? It doesn't say. Right, that seems to be the case. So Shaila, what about today's day and age? You go outside, you paint your fence that borders the Rishus HaRabim, and you don't put on a sign there that says wet paint. Someone leans on it and gets and ruins his clothing. You chayiv or not?
Ruins your paint.
I guess the paint you can fix. The clothing is ruined to the point where it's totally destroyed. So what's the din of that? You know, that's
You ruined
what you did, but you could just do another layer of paint and it gets fixed.
Isn't the wall or the fence always your refuse? Isn't it always...
Yeah, but you have thorns and now you're sticking out.
They're sticking out. Yeah.
Okay. So if it's on the... If you put it in an office, if your thorn's in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's you created this takala in Rishus HaRabim. The case over here where it's your putter is when you sort of pull it back. So it's in your Rishus, but why? You created a nuisance in the public domain. Because that nuisance is not, it's atypical for people to rub up on the fences. Today's day, you see people leaning on stuff all the time to tie their shoes. In today's day and age, you see people, when they're walking with their phones and they're banging into stuff all over the place. So I don't know whether does that apply or not. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hamatzniak sosav, kot sosav, uzechuchu yosav, lesokoto shal chavero. Right? They wanted to keep their thorns, usually used for fire or the glass, they wanted to use the stuff. They didn't have, storage, right? So they used to hide things in the walls. Remember, it was the Mishnayos, the Gemara in Pesachim, talked about how far do you have to check into the walls for your chametz. They used to stick things into the walls. So what did I do? I took my glass shards, and I stuck it into your wall. I hid it into your wall, probably without you knowing. Uba bala kosel, so the owner of the wall comes, v'sasar koslo, and knocks down his wall. He's permitted to do so. V'nafval rishus harabim v'iziku. The wall falls into rishus harabim with all my glass. And my glass is now all over the Rishus HaRabim, and someone gets damaged by the glass. So chayev hamatzniya, the one, me, who hid the glass in there, I'm chayev to pay, because I was poshaya that I put it into somebody else's wall. I should have thought that maybe, I should have realize he has the permission to take down the wall. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela bekosa ra'ua. Will only be chayev, I, the person who hid the glass, would only be chayev if I hid the glass in your wall that was like a rickety wall that's, you know, bound to come down soon. Aval bekosa bari, but if it's in a strong wall, how much ni a potter? I would be potter, because why would I think that he would take down the wall? It's bizarre for him to take down the wall. This is a brand new strong wall. And what would happen? The chayev bala kotel, and the owner of the kosel would be chayev, because I guess he didn't remove the nuisance. He was slow to react.
Well, right? He's anonymous in this case.
But he purposely knocked down his wall, so he has stuff all over the place. If it falls down, if he knocks it down when he had permission to knock it down, so if the damage is done by my zechuchus, then I would be chayev. But if he knocks it down when it was mishuna to knock it down, so any damage done by his knocking down the wall would be on him. Would be on him. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Zosomeris, we can learn out from this brisa, I guess, that Hamichas, interesting case, Hamichaseh boro bidalyo shel chaveiro, ubob ba'adliv enotel dalyo chaya balabor. I have a bor in the Shus HaRabim. Whatever the case is, either I dug in the Shus HaRabim, or I dug the pit of my Shus, and I was mafkir all the everything around there. I have a bor that's mine, that I would be chaya for. What do? I need to cover it. I take your pitcher, and I cover it with your item. And then you come along and say, wait a second, I need my pitcher to get my stuff from the well. So I come and I take my pitcher out. And now the boar is exposed again. And something falls in. Who's obligated to pay? I, the owner of the boar, is obligated to pay. Right? Chayav
v'al boar.
Correct, because it's his. He's allowed to take it out. Right, the pitcher was his, right? Rashi says, Chayav v'al boar. Kidarmina v'amatsnina kitsosov d'hainu boar b'kotel. Putting the glass shards is the same thing as the boar. Right, the hainu boar, mikotel ru'ur shel chaveiro, besos zel kosel chay matzniyo, v'hachanami, yiboy le'en suke yadaiti, shizei yitul azolov. I should have had, what am I doing, covering up my takala with something that you're going to use? I should have in mind that you're going to take it, because you need it.
Do we have permission to take that?
Doesn't matter.
Does it matter
I'm taking your thing to cover my pit. Fine, but doesn't mean you can stay there forever.
Right, I know, but if you have permission to use it, then...
Right, but the Gemara doesn't talk about a case of permission, so I'm not going to even deal with that. But the Gemara said, I came and I took your thing. I was mechasa the boar with my boar with your pitcher. I don't think permission makes a difference or not. If you have permission to say you can keep it there forever, then of course it makes a difference. But he took it from him, and the guy takes it back because he has the right to take it back. Whatever the case is, he has allowed to take it back. He takes it back. The question is that what would happen if somebody who's not the owner of the deli comes and takes the deli away, right? So is the balabor still chayev? So I would think that yes, because he's posheya now. He's supposed to be shomer the boar, and if you cover it in a way that somebody else can just come and just stop and pull it out, maybe you'd be chayev. I don't know.
The other guy's creating.
I don't know. No, the boar's there. The boar was not. He's not being created. The boar is always
covered,
so it's still
boar.
There. No, it's still there. What does the cover of the boar mean? Does that mean that
so
you removed it, or that means that you just temporarily protected
it
from
it?
What?
Should have informed
it. So let's read. So the Gemara says pshita. It's pashut that these things are the same. So the Gemara says no, it's not pashut. Ma'ad tema. Hasam who, by the case of the glass in the wall, you be chayav of the guy who hid it in there. Delo have yad leli lode. There, the Baal Kotel has no idea who put stuff in here. He has no idea whose stuff it is. Aval hachab, in the case of where I covered my pit with your dli, the yadalei, the Baal dli, you who own the pitcher, you know that your pitcher is in my boar. You would maybe have thought, have leli lode, like you're saying, Mr. Schiffer, maybe you would have thought that the Baal Dli would be chayv in that case, because he should have told him, listen, I'm coming to take my Dli from your pit. Kamash Malan, Ravina comes to say, that's not the din. The Baal of Boar is considered posheya, because this is something that's typical that someone's going to take their stuff back, and therefore the Baal Dli has no obligation to inform him that he's taking it out, and therefore the Baal of Pit, the Baal of Boar would be chayv. Right? Rashi says, Ma'o de tema, that they're low dummy, that they're not similar cases. There's no reason to obligate the owner of the wall in the previous case. He doesn't know who hid it in there. To inform them that what happened. The owner of the dli, it's an assumption, I guess. The owner of the dli knows who the owner of the boar is. maybe you would have thought that he would have to inform him. So Ashmina Ravina de lo hava mitaina. I mean, it's a big. I think that's an assumption. I don't know. I thought that you would. Yoni, that's a question that you would typically ask. What if he doesn't know that who the owner of the dli is? So okay, next. Tanurabanan, Chasidim Harishonim Hayu Matsniyim Kitzoseihem Uzichuyoseihem Besoksidoseihem. The Chasidim Harishonim used to bury their thorns and their glass in their field. Umamikin lehem shlosha tvachim, and they would bury them at least three tvachim into the ground. Kedesh lo yaakev hamachresha. And the Tosas brings down that so taalim hamachresha that the plow would overturn it, and then they would come out. They were buried deep enough that you couldn't get them out. Rav Sheshes shadilei in benura. Rav Sheshes wouldn't even keep them. He would just burn. He would burn them in the fire. Yeah, we got the nura hikol kabos. He would burn them in the fire. Rava shadilei bedigglas, and Rava would throw it into the chidekel, into the river. In those days, the river was not only was it where they drank and bathed; it was also where they dumped everything. That's the spread of germs until they figured out what that meant. They didn't. They should dump everything in the river, and that would take it downstream. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, famous line: "Haiman de boilem hevi chasida." Someone who wants to be a chassid, right? Not like a chassid like Baal Shem Tov, but a chassid who's a big tzaddik. Lekaya mil din azikin. He should be knowing with the chassidim Rishonim when it comes to nazikin and do things extra careful to avoid damage.
So we learned from this that health and safety is an act of chassid.
Health and safety for yourself was probably an obligation, and health and safety. No, this is going above and beyond health and safety. The social contract says you're supposed to do X. Chassidim Rishonim do X plus. Okay. Rava Amar, you want to be a chassid, then you should be Mekayim Mili de Avos. The Amri La Mili de Brachos. And some say Divri Chassidus of Brachos, right? And the Gemara in Brachos says the Chassidim Rishonim would wait for an hour in order to, before they would daven, they would prepare for an hour before they daven, right? They won't just talk about Trump and Clinton and then say brachos. They would actually prepare and think about what they're doing for an hour before they start to daven. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamotzias tivno v'kashlo shusaravim l'zvalim. Someone throws out his straw, right? What's the difference between tevin and kash? What does he say?
Processed and whole.
Okay, so he throws out two different types of straw. Throws out his straw into shusaravim l'zvalim. He wants, I guess, people to trample on it in order that he can use it, I guess, as fertilizer. Right, and therefore they can be used to fertilize his fields. V'huzuk b'hen acher, and a person gets damaged. Chayev b'nisko, so he's chayev to pay for the damage. And interesting, and it says v'kol kodem hem zocha. Not only that is he chayev to pay, but somebody else—it's like hefker, someone can grab it. So it's weird. It's his that he has to pay, that he has to pay for the damage, but anyone can just go ahead. Anyone can just go ahead and take it.
Why it's hefker?
I just said it's weird because it's not hefker because he's chayiv for the damage. Yet there's a knas that the chum say is anyone could come ahead and take it. So it's quasi hefker. It's hefker for his detriment only. Right, it's hefker l'gabe him. It's not hefker l'gabe anyone who gets hurt on it. Next, so Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kol hamikalkalim. Anyone who leaves any takala versus a rabbi v'ziko and it causes damage, chayavim l'shalim has to pay for the damage. The kol hakodim behen zocha. And anyone who grabs it, we'll see what the difference is later on. Another din, the Mishnah, hahofech es hagal versus a rabbi. So there is some horse manure or whatever in the street, and you roll it from one place to another place, and the huzak behem acher, and someone gets damaged in the place where you brought it. Meaning, had you not brought it there, you wouldn't have gotten damaged. Then chayev, we saw this also, chayev bin hisko. You're chayev, because since you took it from one place, you removed the takala from place A, and you left it in place B, it's as if you created the takala in place B. So that then you'd be chayev.
Is rolling
in mishunah or not? Apparently, what do you mean is rolling in mishunah?
Because if rolling is not mishunah, why you...
Mishunah only becomes an issue when the person who gets damaged does something strange. This is the damager is rolling it. So he's taking a takala from point A and putting it in point B. So he's chayev if the damage is done in point B. I didn't understand the question. I apologize. Ask me that. I didn't understand the question. Leim asnisin dilok Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah, should we say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Like our Mishnah said that someone who puts a tevin in the kash in the rishus harabim is chayev. Maybe it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, Bishas hotzas zavalim, at the time when the people typically bring out these things, they bring out the refuse into the street, adam motzi zivlo rishus harabim, you can bring it into rishus harabim, vitzover kol shloshim yom, can leave it there for 30 days, kideshia nishof, I guess that it can get viragli adam rabbi lehema, so it gets trampled on by the people and by the animals, shamanas kin hinchli yoshua's haritz. This is a social contract that allowed it. That's what they said. So when you have permission to do it out, to send it out, you can send it out. So you would think that if you have permission, there's no obligation for damage. So the Gemara says, no, if you tame Rabbi Yehuda. I'm going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. We've said plenty of times. Just because you have permission doesn't mean you don't have an obligation if there's damage. Afil tima Rabbi Yehuda, mod Rabbi Yehuda shem hizik, mishal masha hizik. You may have permission, but you have to pay for the damage that's done. So Gemara says, wait, v'hatznan, does Rabbi Yehuda really holds? We've been saying now all along that if you have permission, there's still a possibility of being obligated to pay. Right. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it yet. Maybe Yehuda says, once you have permission, which to me is the logical thing, once you have permission, then you're off the hook. Because why else would you have permission? V'hatznan, the Mishnah later on Daf Samach Beis, which is another Mishnah that mentions Ner Chanukah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ner Chanukah Pater. If the Chenvani leaves his Ner Chanukah outside and someone walked by and knocked it over and caused the damage because of the fire, the Bala Ish is Pater because he has permission to have that outside. Right? So you see, if you have permission to leave something outside, you're not obligated to pay. So Gemara says, no, my lab Mishum Rishus Bezdin. No, that's the question. Is it because you have Rishus Bezdin? If Bezdin tells you, Bezdin gives you permission to do something, then you're not obligated to pay if something happens, any damage happens, if you do something with permission. So Gemara says, no, Ner Chanukah is different, because that's not Rishus Bezdin, it's law, that's Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. That's because you have the permission because of a mitzvah. Not just Stam, secular Rishus, but if you have a religious obligation, then you would be potter from any damage that's caused by that. The Tanya, because we have a clear Bryce that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ner Chanukah potter, v'pnei shehu Rishus Mitzvah. So it makes a difference between Rishus Bezdin and Rishus Mitzvah. Toshma, we'll learn another thing we learn in Bryce. So, Kol Elu Sha'amru, Mutar Lekakel Rishus Arabim, anything that, now another question, so anything you have permission to put out to Rishus Arabim, Emi Ziku Chayev Mushalim, if you're Mazik, you have to pay, Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda is Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter, so our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda, you see, clear as day, now Rabbi Yehuda says that you're Potter, no difference between based in and Rishus Mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Nachman, no, we can even say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Masnisin Shalom B'Shas Hotzol Zavolim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter only when you have permission. So our Mishnah deals with a case where you don't have permission to do so, and if it does damage in those instances, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you are chayiv. Rav Ashi Amar Tivno V'Kashutla. No, forget, it doesn't matter. You never have permission for Teven U'Kash Mishum De Masrike, because they're very slippery. I guess Rashi says B'Teven U'Kash Tante Mechayiv D'Vdayin Lo Nasu Zevel, because before you throw they become into the Zevel, they are Teven U'Kash V'Kash and they're hard Kashinheim U'Machlikin V'Hen, and you can slip. Chalak is smooth, so you can slip on them. Right, and Kikam Rabbi Yehuda, it's Bezevel. When he said you're allowed to do that, he says that's specifically with Zevel. You actually throw out the manure into the street. That's not, people don't, it's not so slippery, apparently. So the things that are slippery, like by nature, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that you don't have permission to. Okay, and then the Mishnah said, Kol HaKodim Zochaben. Right, even though you had permission to throw it out for Shazarabim, right, so bottom line is, our Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing over there, we'll see whether it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Bottom line is, our Mishnah can be answered like Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Mishnah said that if you throw out your Tevin and your Kash for Shazarabim, the Chachamim made a Knas, and therefore anyone can be Kodim and can be Zochet. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Bein Begufam, Bein Bishvachas. Okay. Basically, what he's saying here is that when you throw out the item into the Rosh Hashanah, you're throwing out something that is a principle, and then when it's getting trampled, it's increasing in value, because now it's becoming something they can use as fertilizer. First it was garbage, now it's fertilizer. So there's an increase in the value. So when you say, Kol HaKol Zocha Behen, when the person grabs it, can he keep the entire value, I mean the principle plus the increase in value, or just B'Shifchon, or just the increase in value? I mean, you'd have to do a cheshbon of how much it's worth, and then he can keep a certain amount. So is it both? Rav says you can keep bein begufon, bein b'shivchon. V'ziri Amar Ziri says no, it's b'shivchon, aval lo begufon. He can only keep the increase in the value. Right, so it was worth a penny, now it's worth 2 pennies. He can only increase one penny. Right, so b'maikamifli. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Ziri? Rav savor kansu gufon mishum shivchon. V'ziri savor lo kansu gufon mishum shivchon. Rav says the chachamim made a takana, that is, they made a knas that you lose the principle to the increase in value. And Ziri says they did not make that knas. I don't know, the whole thing is a knas. What do you mean? Kansu this after this. The whole thing that you can keep it to begin with is a knas. Because it's, we're saying it's not hefker. Because if it really was hefker, you wouldn't be, we'd be, I guess, according to some. So I'm not exactly sure. Okay? So Tanan, the Gemara is now trying to prove like Ziri. Right? Ziri said that you can only keep the principle and not the increase in value. Tanan, our Mishnah says as follows, right? Ha'hofech es ha'galal b'shus harabim. So you're rolling this, horse manure or animal manure into the b'shus harabim. So you took it from point A, and then you move it to point B, and after you left it in point B, who's like ben acher? Someone gets damaged. Chayev, the one who moved it, is chayev to pay for the damage. It doesn't say over there, whoever keeps it, whoever takes it, keeps it. I guess the assumption being that, you know, just because you moved it, it's yours, you made a kinyan. And then they would think, you should have said that anyone can grab it, right?
Because of that, it doesn't matter. I don't think it's a matter of kinyan.
Oh, no. That's the case. No, the case is I leave my manure in the Rishus Rabim.
Right.
You go ahead and roll it. You're chayef over there, but it doesn't say anywhere that someone can actually take and keep it there. I left it in Rishus Rabim. Our mission says you can, but it doesn't say that you can keep that. Right? It doesn't say you can keep it, and therefore, an idea is that glulim in the Rishus Rabim do not increase in the value. The whole point that I put the tev in the kash was to create fertilizer.
Right.
This item already is fertilizer. And therefore, there is no increase in value. So if there is no increase in value, and the mission says you can't take it, that means because you're not allowed to take the principal. You're only be allowed to take something that increases in value. And if we have something that doesn't increase in value, that's why you can't take it. So that's when the mission is clear, that you can't take it there because there's no increase in value, proves that the only thing you can take in a situation where you can take it is the value, is the increase in the value. So the Gemara says, no, Tana L'Reisha, who would Seifa? No, it's just the style of the Mishnah writes that halacha in the Reisha, and so it applies also to the Seifa, to the Glalim. So that means that you can also take the principle. The Gemara says, Vatani Allah, but we have a Brisa that explains our Mishnah that says when it comes to these Glalim, Asurim Mishum Gezel. You're not allowed to take them because of Gezel, because it's only principle, there's no increase. If there's only principle, it means you're not allowed to take the principle. You're not allowed to take the increase. If there's no increase, there's only principle left. It's us to take it because of Gezel. I mean, they didn't make the takana that it's sort of hefker. So the Gemara says, no. Ki katani masur mishum Gezel, akula mas nisinkai, laosu shakada v'zacha. When the Brisa says asur mishum Gezel, it's going on the entire Mishnah, and it's saying when a person from the Shuk comes and takes it, it becomes his completely, that if anybody takes it from him, there's an Isser of Gezel. It's not an Isser of Gezel for him to take it, because that's permitted. But once he comes and takes it, its soul becomes his all the way. He has all the kiyonim. Someone who removes it from his property is a Gazlan. The Gemara says, wait a second. Habahalokotani hachi. But that's not how we learned. Let's look at the following. Well, the Mishnah, it says here, the Tanan, but it has to be the Sanya, because it's a Tosefta. The Sanya. Motzi tivno v'kashal Rishus HaRabim l'zvalim. So I throw out my straw in order to create fertilizer into the Rishus HaRabim by people trampling on all over it. V'huzak ben acher, and somebody gets damaged. Chayev, right, the person who puts it out, Chayev ben Isko, v'kolakodim zocha ben zocha. Zocha, umutar mishum gezel. And it's permitted from gezel. Meaning, obviously, we're talking about taking it from the initial person, right? Va'hofech es ha'galal Rishus HaRabim, and if you hofech the galal Rishus HaRabim, v'huzek behen acher, chayev, then you'll be chayev, v'asr mishum gezel. I mean, the God, you see over here, that you can't take. In other words, the asr mishum gezel, the mutter mishum gezel, the asur mishum gezel, it's not talking, it doesn't seem like it's talking about the person who takes it, taking it from him, it's talking about the initial taker. That if it is the kash, it's mutter mishum gezel. If it's the zevel, it's asur mishum gezel. So you see that you're not allowed to take the fertilizer or to begin with, because that's already fertilizer and there's no increase. So you can't take it because it's only principle. That's like ze'iri. You can't take the principle. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yochun, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, galal karamis. You're asking me about galal, right? Davar sheyesh bo shevach kansu gufo mishum shivcho. Davar she'ein bo shevach lo kansum. What are you telling me? You're talking to me about galal. So Rav's going to say, fine, I agree. The galal you're not allowed to take. When did the Chachamim make the takana that you can take the principle along with the increase? That's for something that increases the value. That's for the takana that applies. When it comes to Zevel already, where there is no increase in the value, the takana didn't apply. So they didn't make the takana there. In all other situations, they would make the takana. Okay, so Yibayilu. So now they're asking again. This is a question on Rav. Rav who says that you can take the increase in value. You can take the principal in addition to the increase in value. Yibayilu ledivrei, who's Rav, haomer kansu gufa mishum shivchon. So la alter kansinon olachimaisi shivcha kansinon. Okay, so the Tevin and the Kash are in the Rishus Rabim. I now have permission that I can take it. I can take the principal. Can I take the principal right away? Or do I have to wait until there's an increase in value and then take it? Right? Rav says I can take the principal up to the increase in value. So do I have to wait for to increase in value, or can I take it right away? So the Gemara answers, and I apologize, I have no idea what this means, Tashma midika'arinon golol, where they call it golol. Right, what does that mean? The Gemara before thought, to try to prove, not like Rav, that that they didn't make the knas by the galal and the Rishus Rabim. They didn't make the... That is something that cannot improve. Right? That's something that cannot improve. And there was no knas there. So I guess you can prove from there that according to Rav, the Chachamim... And he said, that you can take it, right? Because he says you can take the principle. So I guess you can prove from there that according to Rav, you can take it right away. Because if they only made the knas after something increases in value, how can you ask a kasha from galalim? It doesn't never increases in value, and therefore Rav should agree in that case that you can never take it. So how can it be a question on Rav? So the Gemara says, no, but Tisbara, can you say that? Ki arinan galal mikame de lishani Rav Nachman, but lebasa lishani Rav Nachman mi ikul mimre galal. You're asking the question from Galal before the answer of Rav Nachman. Right? Rav Nachman answered about Galal. What did Rav Nachman say? We just said it before. Rav Nachman said, how are you asking about Galal? We're only applying this takana for something that increases in value. So what are you asking about Galal? Now that we know Rav Nachman's answer, that it's different because something that increases in value and something that decreases in value, and something that increases in value is only where the takana. Something that doesn't increase in value, Rav has no takana. So what are you asking for here? You're touch mommy, the Kareen of Galal. It's not a kasha, Rav. It's not a proof to Rav at all. The Gemara says, Lame Ketanai. Maybe we could say, so I'm not sure what we end up with. I guess that's why we have the suffix, I guess. I guess we still end up with the suffix as to whether you can take it before the increase of value or you have to wait for the value to increase. I apologize, I don't understand exactly that point. It was late last night. So Lame Ketanai. So maybe the machlokas between Rav and Ze'iri is a machlokas Tanayim. Right? Lame Ketanai. As to whether or not we're kones the keren because of the principle because of the increase in value, because we have the following brisa, shtar shekasas bo ribis, right? So there's a shtar that says I lent you money with ribis, right? I lent you $100 on condition that you pay me back with $200, clear ribis. Kotzin also your kones me the lender the eno gove and pratanakam then Rav Meir says here the eno gove lowos a keren lowos a ribis. They make a takana that not only can I not collect the ribis, I can't even collect the principle. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, so therefore you see that the principle is nigzar atu the increase. Right? The Chachamim Omrim go vesa karen velo vesa ribis. Chachamim say, no, I am allowed to collect my principal. I still made a loan of $100 that you still owe me. I just can't collect. Obviously, I made it. It was an isser, and I can't collect the interest. Salema Rav, who says that we're kones the person who leaves out the tevin, he loses his karen as well. You can grab the karen as well, not just the increase. Maybe the Amar Rav Meir. He holds like Rav Meir that when you make this knas, the knas includes the increase in value. Right? And Ze'iri, the Amar Rabbanan, Ze'iri says no, that you can only grab, in our case, you can only grab the principal. He'll hold it to Rabbanan who say that the Chachamim were not mafsid, they were only mafsid the ribbis, they weren't mafsid him the principal. So Amar Lach Rav says no. Ani, the Amar Yafila Rabbanan. I can hold like the Rabbanan. I who say that in our case here, you lose the principle unto the increase, will say in Ribbis, I'll hold like the Rabbanan, that there you may collect the principle. Because Adkan, lo kami Rabbanan hasam, over there, the Rabbanan say that he doesn't lose the Karen, right? Adkan lo kami Rabbanan hasam, elet Karen. Adkan lo kami Rabbanan hasam, elet Karen, dibhetera. There, the Rabbanan say, you should be mafsi the Karen, because the Karen was beheter. I'm allowed to lend you $100. The principal was done beheter. So therefore, the only issue was the ribbis. So I lose the ribbis. I don't lose the Karen. But here, aval hacha, Karen gufa kamazik. What's the damager? What's the isser? The isser is the Karen. The principal itself is what creates the isser. I'm throwing out this tevin and this kash into the Rishus HaRabim. Right? And therefore, the Karen itself is the one that becomes the damager. And I'm not sure why it's an issue, because we could say that maybe it's the Mosek Hashemim that it was permitted. But nevertheless, it's the Karen itself, it's that it was what's going to create the damage. Right? If someone slips, they're slipping on the principle, not necessarily slipping on the increase. So there's a difference. There was done, the Karen is permitted. Here the Karen is less permitted. Ziri Amar Lach, Ana'a da Amriya Pila Lord Meir. So you say, over here, I say you can't take the increase, it's only the principal. But there by ribbis, I'll hold like Rabbi Meir, and nullify the whole loan, and you lose out your principal as well. Because ad kan lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam, ela demishatz ksiva de obed le shuma. Because at the moment I wrote it, I did something wrong. At the moment I did it, the Isser was done, so to speak. Aval hacha miyemer demazik. But in our case over here, who says someone's going to slip? Yeah, I created this public nuisance, but not every public nuisance creates that automatically turns into damage. It's a preventative measure not to put that a nuisance. But it doesn't mean guarantee that someone's going to get hurt. So therefore, in our case, I'm going to say we're not going to kones the principle. There, but it comes to ribbis, right away from the start, you did something wrong, and therefore the principle is hit along with the increase with the ribbis. Here, nothing happens right away, therefore so the principle is safe, it's only the increase that gets taken. So the Gemara says, okay, lema kahani tonai. Maybe their machlokas is like the following Mishnah, because we have the Bryce says as follows. Hamotzi tivna v'kashu says rabbin l'zvalim. You throw out your straw in order to turn it into fertilizer, by people trampling on it, v'huzik v'en acher, and someone gets damaged by them, chayev v'nisko, yichayev in the nezek, v'kol ha'kodem v'hen zacha. And whoever grabs it, takes it. V'asuri mishum gezel. That's Tanakama, you're not allowed to take it because it's gezel. Rishim Gamliel Omer, this is similar to our Mishnah, but changed a little bit. Rishim Gamliel Omer, kol ha'mekalklim, all the nuisances that you put in the public, v'shus ha'rabim, v'iziku chayovim v'shalim, you're allowed to pay, you're chayav to pay. The kol kolim zem zacha. Whoever takes him. Umutarim mishum gezel. The difference is whether it's osim mishum gezel, mutar mishum gezel. So Gemara says, wait a second. The price itself has a difficulty. Amarta kol kolim zacha. Right. The brisa says. The Tanakam says. Whoever comes and takes it can take it. The hotak amar osim mishum gezel. And then it says osim mishum gezel. If I'm allowed to take it, how is it gezel? So. Ella lav hotakamar. Maybe this is how you could say what the brisa is saying. Call hakodem behen zacha b'shivchon. Whoever comes and grabs the increase in value, that's fine. V'asur mishum gezel, and what's asur mishum gezel? To keep the gufon, to keep the principle. And therefore, that Tanakama holds like Ze'iri, I guess, it says that you can only keep the, you only get the increase, not the principle. And asur mishum gamlil meimar afilu gufon nami kol kodem zacha. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel comes and says, no, it's mutter mishum gezel, even the principle, which would be like Rav, right? Which would be like Rav. Right, it would be like Rav. So the Gemara says, L'zi'iri vali tanayim. According to Ze'iri, it's definitely a machlokas tanayim, because he can't explain it any other way. But l'Rav, milema tanayim. According to Rav, why is this a machlokas tanayim? Amar lach Rav. Rav can say, t'kuli amal gufa mishum shivchon. Right? The halacha over here is clear that it's gufa mishum shivchon. The only problem is over here is that we're dealing with b'halacha v'emorin kein kamifliki. The machlokas here is whether or not, yes, this may be the halacha, but there's certain halachas that we don't allow the masses to know. We try to keep it quiet. It's halacha of ein morin klein gamlifiki. Rashi says, Tanakama savar halacha. Everyone agrees the kansu gufun asu shivchon. Everyone agrees that the principle is up for taking. Rather, but the ein morin kein. Tanakama says we don't tell people like that, about that. V'hachikamer halacha kol kodem zacha afilu gufun miyav. And the halacha is anyone who takes it can take it. The Asi Mirashal, the Kamon, Liam Luche, Amrita Leah Stream Mishum Gezel. Someone asks you to do it, we tell them not to do it. But, right, we don't want just people scrapping the stuff that's their Sram will cause problems. That's what Tanakama says. And Kamas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, that's Talach, and we tell people what Talach is, that they're allowed to take it. The Itmar, because we learned in the base marriage, just Ravuna Amar, Rav, Ravuna is the name of Rav Halach of Amorikin. The Halach is that you can take the principle as well, but we just don't tell people about that. People ask, Ravad Rav Amar Halach Amorikin, that the Ravad Rav says you can tell them. So Gemara says, is it really possible to say that according to Ravuna, this is the Halacha, but we don't tell people? Right, the Ha Ravuna, Afkir Hushle, the Ravad Rav Afkir silukusta. Okay, so Rav Huna had the case of here. Rashi has these chushay, or these sort of like the encasement, or the seorim kalufin, the peeled barley. Sheshotach ish echa b'shus harabim k'deishi yizbaishah. He led them out of shus harabim so they were dry. V'hivkir Rav Huna v'horish hakodem b'hen zacha. Rav Huna comes and says, whoever wants to take can take it. So he sees he made the halacha clear to everybody that you have permission to take the carrot. We just said Amorin came. Ravad the Marava also said that he was Afkir Silikusta, which is Psolus Yitzuri Tamarim. It's some sort of Psolus from the dates that were beer was made out of, and some say it's the Shimrei Shkar, maybe it's the dregs of the dates. He said that that's Hefkir. Someone's left it out for whatever purpose. So Bishma Ravad the Marava Kishmaite. Ravad the Marava goes Lushitaso, because he said before that it's Halach Amorin came. But El Ravuna, Lema Hardabe, is Ravuna retract and say now it's Halacha Umorin came? Because he just told everybody, go ahead and take the stuff. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Hanu mutrin, not mutarin, but musrin havu. These people were warned. This is not the first time that they did it. They were warned once. The first time they did, listen. You know, the halacha is that if you leave it out here, someone's allowed to take it. I'm not telling anybody because I don't want it to be done, but don't do it again. It does it again. It does it again. I don't know if that's because. But he does it. He was pre-warned, and therefore the Gemara says, Rashi says, Shumutar Haim, Shehisru Kama Pa'amim Bevailin, and therefore Vahuda said, enough. Even though I say halacha Emorikain, this is enough. I'm going to tell everybody that what the halacha is. Okay. We'll stop here by the Mishnah. Everybody have an excellent day.